VHM monitoring.
Tango 10-4 TNW.
Sir, how you doing?
Yep, doing well for a Tuesday.
Me and you both. Just trying to get woke up, just had a little breakfast and getting ready to start the day.
Plans over there at the school.
A few meetings today. Not a bad day.
Good. How about them dogs?
They play good, but I think the test is going to come this Saturday night when they play South Carolina.
About that, I just liked it when they played the Tigers. That's the only one that counted for me.
A lot of defense in that game for sure. Offense on both teams kind of got shut down, but the defense was pretty awesome.
Coming out today to put some Freon in one of my AC units, and there was a guy who was checking it out last night. Turns out there's a yellow jacket's nest underneath the unit outside. I gassed them this morning.
That'll usually take care of them. Of course, they'd have to build right there as a unit. That'd make it hard to work on without taking care of them. Veterans I hadn't met, and got to tell old stories and hear old stories, so it was a fun time. Last week, I was a radio operator at the UGA football game for the medical group, and that was interesting. It was fun. We got there and got set up, and I had a first aid person with me, and I was their communications guy, so that was fun.
Interesting too, getting into a little bit of everything, ain't you?
It's got something to do with the radio. I'm trying to get into it and test it out and see how I like it. And I signed up for 3 games this year, so I got to work the Carolina game coming up this weekend. It's a night game. So with them tailgating all day, it ought to be a little more interesting.
I'm sure you'll have plenty to talk about after that one.
What surprised me was so many people hadn't walked to the stadium in nearly 2 years, and they were out of shape and couldn't make it. There's a lot of people that never made it to the game that had tickets because they couldn't walk up the hills to get to the stadium. And there wasn't much we could do for them except point them to the student center where they could go watch it on TV.
Walk up to get to the stadium down there.
I don't know exactly where you park. Well, there can be some pretty big hills. There's the stadium's sort of in a dip, and so most of where you park, you have to walk up and then down a big hill, and then when you get to the stadium, the ramps are pretty steep. And we had one patient. She made it to the stadium, but that was far as she could make it. EMS had to put oxygen on her and mess with her for a little bit, and she couldn't even walk any farther, so we put her in a wheelchair and pushed her to the student center and told her to watch it on TV.
They can pay all that money and then make it that close and can't get in.
What's so funny about it is her husband was with her, and he went on to the game. He told her he'd call her on the phone after the game. I believe I'd still be in the doghouse.
Be able to find me around that doghouse.
Of course, during the game, it was a 3:30 game, and the north side of the stadium was in the sun the whole time, and we had a lot of people dehydrated and passing out and different things like that. So it was it's pretty busy. Where I was at, I was on the south side in the shade. It wasn't too bad, but the ones that stayed on the north side, they got busy. All the first aid teams.
Sorry about that, Bill. I double with you right there at the start. Trying to get find out where Ken went. And yeah, being on the south side in the sun, because it's pretty warm this weekend.
Yeah, I'm still in here, KN4 TFW.
South Carolina game. South Carolina being this close, they'll travel well, so they'll be tons of tailgaters, and they start at 7 in the morning, and they'll have to 7 at night for the game, so they'll have time to get drunk, sober up, and get drunk again, and then come to the game. So it'll be an interesting time, that's for sure.
You don't think there'll be any drinking involved, do
you? Yes. Bunch of it. Talk like it's going to rain this weekend, so that may curb some of it. But the hardcore tailgaters, they'll be there rain or shine. There's a bunch of them. So it'll be interested.
I have to say I've never been to anything like that, so I'll have to pass.
Well, just come on down one Saturday. We'll put you to work, bring your radio, and you need a headset, and we'll let you be a radio operator. Watch all the festivities. People trying to pack into one spot. Stadium holds 93,000, and then there's probably another 30, 40,000 that are just there to tailgate. So it gets crowded, that's for sure.
Putting their mask, KN4 TFW.
We'll be a negative, Ghost Rider. I would say maybe 1 out of 100 had on a mask.
That's what I figured.
Into my black hole up here, so I'm going to go ahead and say 732. Bill, Ken, y'all have a good day. Keep an ear out for you later this evening. Maybe I can talk to you. Y'all stay safe. KO4 HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Truck, you have a safe day and hopefully a productive one. I'll save you a lot of tools and equipment, and have a good day. It's N4WHM.
73, Patrick. Catch you later. KN4TFW.
4WHM. Ken, you got anything special planned for this weekend coming up?
Then I know of. Mama's off on Sunday, so we'll probably get into something. Mostly probably depends on the rain, the weather, if it's going to be raining or not.
I didn't watch the weather. I've just been hearing the clips talking about Thursday is supposed to change and have rain showers off and on, so we'll see how it goes.
Kind of hit and miss and that. We're not supposed to get too much from that hurricane that came in there in Texas.
Rains, that'll keep down some of the crazies at the football game, both here and around in Clemson and different places, so I don't mind the rain.
They've been getting a bunch, but they called it, we've had a lot less rain this year than we did last year.
Yeah, I agree. My rain gauge showing we're behind on rain per month. So, I don't know, I guess we'll catch up here in the next few months as it gets wintertime or late fall.
Seemed like it was raining every weekend. You couldn't do nothing outside.
About spring, early summer, that's for sure. And I did hear them say on the radio that we're getting smoke from wildfires coming across the country, and it's supposed to make for a pretty sunrise this morning. So I'll see it on the way to work.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We should be able to see it this morning.
I'm going to say 73's dog is returning back and is ready to go in, so I'm going to go ahead and get off here, get ready, and get ready to hit the road. Hope you have a safe trip in to work, and have a good day. So, 73's, my friend, be safe. This is N4WHM. I'll be clear.
73, Bill. Hope you have an awesome day, and I look forward to maybe catching you in the morning. KN4 TFW.